isn't it?
Test, 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 test. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, November 9th, 2011. This is the regular scheduled session of the Portland City Council. Welcome, everybody. Before we call the roll and do business, we have a proclamation, and Commissioner Fish is going to introduce it.
Portland Parks and Recreation received a great honor in being selected for the gold medal as the best managed park system in the country. Mike Abate, our new director, received this award in his third week on the job. As I said to him last night, what have you done for us lately? This award is a testament to the hard work and dedication of the hundreds of people who work for the Bureau, and the thousands and thousands of people who support our work in the community. The gold medal is here on display, and we're very proud of it, and it is my honor to read a proclamation that the mayor is issuing today. Whereas Portland Parks and Recreation has received the National Gold Medal Award from the country's leading public park and recreation organizations, and whereas the gold medal is presented by the National Recreation and Park Association in partnership with the American Academy for Park and Recreation Administration, and is their highest honor. And whereas park systems across the country are judged on their ability to harness the collective energies of citizens, staff, and community leaders to meet the needs of their community. And whereas the gold medal honors demonstrated excellence in planning, resource management, volunteerism, environmental stewardship, program development, professional development, and agency recognition. And whereas the Olmsted Brothers' proposed system of parks for the city of Portland, presented to the city in 1903, the original of which is in our city archives, laid out an inspiring vision for what our parks and trails and natural areas could be. And whereas our community's century-long commitment to bringing the Olmsted vision to life has made Portland home to a world-class park system and enhanced our national reputation as a truly livable community. And whereas the success of Portland Parks and Recreation is rooted in the passion, hard work, and dedication of our employees, now, therefore, I, Sam Adams, Mayor of the City of Portland, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim November 9th, 2011, to be Portland Parks and Recreation Gold Medal Day in Portland, a celebration of Portland's world-class parks, trails, and natural areas, and the dedicated employees of the Parks Bureau who serve the public and maintain them. Congratulations. Madam President, I will present this to Mike Abate later today. But if I could just also add that we have been blessed over the years to have great leadership at the Bureau. And I wanted to specifically acknowledge the role played by Charles Jordan and by Zeri Santner in helping us progress as a system. Zeri served for 30 years, 8 years as director, and before her, Charles Jordan served with great distinction. And they are both very active in our community. I would also like to pay tribute to one of our employees today who is in Legacy Emanuel Hospital. And as a reminder that that many of the jobs that we ask people to serve in our community are jobs that involve a risk to their own health and safety. So I want to specifically acknowledge Park Ranger Lionel Ayers and his wife, Christy. Ranger Ayers was attacked in Forest Park on Sunday and sustained serious injuries. He and his wife are recent transplants from the state of Texas, and notwithstanding this occurrence, they love Portland and plan to make it their home. And I know that all my colleagues on the council join me in wishing Ranger Ayers a speedy recovery, and I can tell you as the commissioner in charge, we can't wait to get him back on the ground doing what he does best. So thank you.
Thank you. And we have one other pre-beginning issue. The mayor is dealing with the Occupy Portland issues off-site. His failure to participate in today's council session would jeopardize the public interest, health, safety, or welfare. Therefore, unless there is objection by any member of the council, the mayor will participate in today's hearing by teleconference. Is there any objection from council? Hearing no objection, Carla, please have the mayor participate by teleconference and call the roll.
Mary, there?
Yes.
Leonard?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Adams?
Here.
Thank you. We always start with communications. Please read the title for item 1171.
Request of Mary Eng to address council regarding students against torture.
Ms. Eng? Please read the title for 1172.
Request of Barry Jo Stull to address council regarding safely implementing OR 203081.
Mr. Stull, welcome back. Good morning.
Good morning, Carol. Good morning, President Fritz. I don't think that's going to be the last time I say that. If I could first clarify a typo before my time starts. In the council agenda this morning, it says, request of Barry Jo Stull to address council regarding safely implementing OR, as Carl correctly read. It's ORS, that's Oregon Revised Statutes. I'm saddened to find that that is the misprint, because without that crucial bit of information, people have no clue of what I'm talking about. And since I'm already starting, having been assaulted by the mayor's deputy, I just mean my space. I'm a person with a disability. Now, that right there is a mayor security guard. That right there, the man with his hands in the defensive posture position, acting like he's, you know, doing something important, that's the mayor's security guard. And I think this is the mayor's security guard. This gentleman has a Department of Public Safety Standards and Training ID, because he has to be licensed to act like this. He won't even tell me his name. His name is Paul Goodenough. So I'm already 30 seconds into my time, and I'm just addressing that I can't get my communication done here because, one, the mayor snipes at me when I come in and give my 3 minutes, as we saw on August 17th. The misprint doesn't portray what I'm here to communicate accurately, and I have this person making me sick, this person making me sick, and that person making me sick, and I'm glad the mayor's not here because, personally, he makes me want to puke. He's such a lying pig. Because he has that lying pig, and that lying pig working for him right now. Now, why is that? That's because I filed a federal civil rights complaint because you all inappropriately enacted a statute, an ordinance, that has the force of law without having a quorum. Since then, when I call the ambulance, the Portland police interfere with me getting on that ambulance. Now, I'm talking about how we can safely implement Oregon Revised Statute, incorrectly in the agenda, 203.081, which is a designated area for homeless people to camp, which we have right over here. Now, Occupy Portland was not responsible for your employee getting assaulted in Forest Park, nor was I menacing with a hammer. As you can see, I'm having adrenaline right now because these people are in my face. They don't even have a name. I can't file a complaint against them because they won't give me their name. The other people that won't give names are across being the same bullies at Occupy Portland. We have the same problem. You have junkies on your streets. We have junkies in our streets. You have mean people. I call them Portland police. They're over there not enforcing a restraining order. Then I'm the protected party. On the other hand, we can read where I'm the media darling for menacing with a hammer, which never happened. I do get quite upset when people assault my space, when they incorrectly print my agenda item, which my legible handwriting certainly was not the problem. So why should I go to the trouble to get a skill set, to know that statute that allows you to have homeless people like me with disabilities like I have, physical ones, Commissioner Fish, Housing Commissioner Fish, Parks Commissioner Fish. I was one of 2,600 people with physically disabling conditions sleeping outside in January because you wouldn't let me have a tent. The Clydesdales get to have a tent at Waterfront Park. So if we have police that aren't goons like these guys, they're not police. They're not the chief of police in their town for a reason. They're not at home where they were from for a reason, because they're bullies, because they're incompetent, and they're pigs. And I don't want our town run by pigs, Mayor Sam Adam, or his pigs here. I'm a kind person, and I can control myself, and I'm not going to get into the ambulance. I'm going to go over to where my home is, where I got up this morning, and I had my breakfast, with my friends I shared with the free food that was given to me outside of occupied Portland.
Mr. Stoll, your time is up.
Thank you. I'll just close by saying my friend, J.L., and my other friend, J.R., want to know what's up.
Thank you for your testimony. Please read the title for 1173.
Request of Charles E. Long to address council regarding the revolt of the 99%.
Mr. Long? I don't see him. Thank you. With that, we move to the consent. No, we do consent after time certain, or we do consent first?
Consent first.
Consent first. Does anybody wish to pull anything from consent? I have 1185 pulled back and referred back to the mayor's office.
We need to read the title.
And read the title for that. Thank you.
1185, ratify the implementation of the Bureau of Development Services Chief Inspector Premium Pay for Senior Electrical Inspector and Senior Plumbing Inspector employees who perform the duties of the Chief Plumbing Inspector.
Thank you. Hearing no objection, that will be referred back to the mayor's office. Is there anything else that anyone in the audience would like to pull from consent? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye. Thank you. And that brings us to our time certain at 9:30. Please read the title for item 1174.
Portland Rose Festival Foundation winning the Grand Pinnacle Award of the International Festivals and Events Association.
Thank you. If I could ask some of our guests to come forward with their presentation. I'm very pleased to introduce this it's not really a proclamation, but it's certainly a celebration and a recognition that for the second time in 5 years, the Portland Rose Festival has won the Grand Pinnacle Award at the International Festival and Events Association. Here to tell us about how we got it and what a great festival we have, Jeff Curtis and Sue Bundy.
Commissioner Fritz, Mayor Adams, distinguished council, thank you very much for the opportunity to be with you today to celebrate truly an award for our organization, but a community-wide City of Portland Award. The Grand Pinnacle is the best of the best, and Portland has the best festival in the world. And we're extremely grateful and proud of this award. As part of the celebration this morning, I wanted to share a brief video that culminated this year's festival. We presented this video at our recent auction, produced by our staff and our Chief Operating Officer, Marilyn Clint. I'd like to share this video. It's about a four-minute video.
I got to see this video at the auction, and we should all watch out for a famous commissioner who's part of it.
Here it is.
Thank you. This time I'm going to turn the mic to our president, Sue Bundy. Sue.
Good morning, Mayor Adams, Commissioner Leonard, Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Saltzman, and Commissioner Fish. Thank you again for giving us a few minutes to really come together and acknowledge and celebrate what we have to, you know, present to you today. And this isn't done just by the two of us or a handful of people. It truly takes a team, and that team involves our 65 volunteer board of directors, our amazing Rose Festival staff, that includes our interns that come from colleges all over, hundreds if not thousands of volunteers that give up their time, big or small, no project is, you know, doesn't get untouched. And thank you also to the City of Portland for the leadership for that you have presented, your bureaus and agencies. This is what it's all about, and this is why we are the official festival for the City of Portland. But I want to read a page from the Grand Pinnacle entry, the most important page, which is supporting question D. Why should the event win the IFEA Haasen Wilkerson Grand Pinnacle Award? And I quote, "And like that delicate but determined flower, the Rose Festival has lost a few petals and endured a few thorns, only to blossom again, sturdier, glossier, the product of optimism, good planning, and hard work. For 4 weeks this June, the Rose Festival reaped the rewards of 3 years of pruning, preparing, polishing, and praying. And it smelled pretty sweet. The achievement of the 2011 Rose Festival was unprecedented, even in light of the century of success that preceded it. Sure, the numbers were impressive, with growth in almost everything that can be measured. But 2011 wasn't about numbers. It was about a feeling, an air of excitement, a sense of renewal. It was a renaissance for the Rose Festival, a resurgence that can only come after a long time, sometimes lofty, sometimes labored history. And it deserves to be rewarded."
Thanks, Sue. You know, I want to just kind of put capture this moment and look back 3 years ago, because I think it's significant. The leadership of this council has really provided the Rose Festival, and specifically Commissioner Leonard as our liaison. As we look back, the festival was in hard times, and through the course of great leadership and this council adopting some policies to support the festival has culminated into a resurgence and a renaissance. And I'll give you some examples. The historic building on the waterfront, that lease, that neon rose sign that Portlanders can be proud of, the Rose City that's on Waterfront Park, down at Waterfront Park, some specific budgeted relief of some fees, and most notably, our official festival designation. Those are just prime examples of your actions and the leadership and understanding that this festival is important to this community, and those actions have led to success, international success, but also fiscal success I'm happy to report that through over the last 3 years, we've had three consecutive years in the black, which was an absolute goal to rebuilding our reserves, and actually allowing us to put some revenues from events back to important city initiatives like Waterfront Park and resurfacing that park, or providing some a donation to the David Campbell Memorial Association with our golf tournament. Those things are what we do well and give back as well as build our reserves. So your actions over the last 3 years have led us to this point, and it deserves to be celebrated, and you as our city leaders should acknowledge, and we want to say thank you very much. I want to close just telling you a little bit example of what the IFEA is. The International Festival and Events Association is made up of 2,000 events worldwide, has chapters in Europe, in India, in Latin America, has over 8 different chapters worldwide. And specifically, it serves the needs of our special events industry. And being one of 2,000 events to win this great award is an honor, and to win it twice in 5 years, I think our entire community should celebrate. We have something very special in Portland, Oregon. And the folks behind me, a lot of those are my staff. They do the hard work, and I want to acknowledge the staff of the Rose Festival Foundation. They did a great job in this year's festival. Again, thank you for this great honor, for being with you this morning to celebrate the Grand Pinnacle Award. Thank you.
Comments from council?
I wouldn't mind saying a couple things. I appreciated Commissioner Fritz bringing this forward. I've always been one that have more enjoyed getting my hands dirty than I have recognizing the opportunity for events and awards, and I typically don't attend many of those. So I appreciate Commissioner Fritz putting a highlight on this. Each of us here on the council, for us to have this to have happened, have had to get our hands dirty in the last 6 years or so to put the festival in the position that it is. Before Commissioner Fritz was even on the council, I asked her to serve on a group with me when all of us became really concerned, although many people joke about it, and it is a source of, I suppose, some humor. But the festival had, the Rose Festival Parade itself had become an enclave to those who staked out spots year after year after year. And I just felt like, and others felt like, we needed to have it return back to when we were all kids, so that you showed up the morning of or the night before in your lawn chair and had a kind of festive time waiting for the parade to go by. So Commissioner Fritz and I and others and Jeff put together a package that allowed better access, more toilets, bleachers, and certainly no duct tape. And then I remember one of Jeff's in my first meeting, he casually brushed by this. But in one of our first meetings after Mayor Potter designated me to be the representative to the Rose Festival, which has continued under Mayor Adams, Jeff and I discussed the finances of the Rose Festival, and I recognized, as he did, that the days of the festival were numbered, that the financial model and the program as it existed was not just quickly becoming obsolete, but the records, financial records, had indicated it was obsolete. And Jeff and I were actually discussing where we were going to go at that turn in the road. And then, of course, elections happen and people change on the council, and Commissioner Fish came on board, and we had a long vacant building on the waterfront that wasn't just a vacant building. It was a vagrant building. It was a derelict building. It was a building that attracted crime and homelessness and was a detraction to an otherwise beautiful waterfront. And building off the work of citizen Fritz, and then now Commissioner Fritz, he and I worked together and entered into an agreement that the entire council participated in, where I will tell you, even to this day, there's nothing I'm more proud of than the agreement we entered into, so that the employees of the Water Bureau who worked at the Water Bureau did the work on the building with the deal that any out-of-pocket expenses would be reimbursed to the Water Bureau by the Rose Festival Association for the products that needed to be replaced at the materials that needed to be replaced at the Rose Building, rotted out wood. Certainly the inside was a sight to behold when we first walked in. And you've done all we asked, and we've done what I think you rightly expected of us, and that was not to just say we support you, but to make that mean something. And for us, that meant making sure that you had a building that you could be affordable. And for me personally, it meant getting you into a place where you became part of Portland's living room, so people actually saw you in the most visible place possible. And I want to also acknowledge the donation of Ramsey signs, because this has been widely misrepresented as well. The sign, the rose on top of the building, was donated by Ramsey Signs to the Rose Festival Association. They cared so much about the fiscal stability of the Rose Festival. And so the work then that you alluded to, once again, of the fees and designation of the Rose Festival as the official parade of the city was done under the leadership of Mayor Adams. It would not have happened otherwise. And those aren't just words. It means then that fees that you otherwise might have to pay would be waived, and certainly fees that you had owed us in the past, we're able to figure out how not to send our team of collectors after you and waive those fees. But all of this, I just think this is an opportunity to acknowledge for the public that you've got to connect all of these various dots. All the things that appear to be controversial actually were done with the idea in mind of preserving and maintaining this over 100-year-old festival, and not just maintaining it, but allowing it to flourish as only a leader like Jeff could do. So now we're not just seeing you financially stable, you're doing things that now engages the current generation. The Rock and Roll Marathon. Jeff and I talked about the Rock and Roll Marathon. I thought it was a great idea. He has embraced it. It's set to start a year from now.
May
2012.
Right.
By all indications, it'll be tremendously successful. He's put the Rose Festival in a position not only to be in the black, but he, you know, touched one of my other favorite charities, the David Campbell Memorial Association, which many may not know what that is. It's the Fire Bureau's Memorial Association to maintain the honor of those firefighters, 36 firefighters who've died in the line of duty, and maintain the square and the plaza and help rebuild it. So you've gone from needing a lot of help to helping the community. And I just, people ask me as I you know, enter my twilight here in public life, what is amongst the most proudest achievements I had? And I have a few, but the Rose Festival is the top. And I don't go into all this detail normally, but I think because of this fine resolution that's been brought forward, it's an appropriate time to say that this, for the broader community, and I know you guys all know this, but this, everything that has happened as of recently that would appear to be controversial was done in the context of bringing us to the place where you're now looking at being the best festival in the United States. And as I was quoted accurately, although out of context and they were going in, I would do it again.
Thank you.
Happily.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner. Could you just remind us what the economic benefit to our city is?
It's approximately $60 million annually. And that'll grow with the Rock and Roll Half Marathon. We'll do a new study because that is a significant contributor.
And do we know how many out-of-town visitors we have as a result of the festival each year?
We don't have the specific data. We haven't done a specific market research, but a fairly significant number.
That's really wonderful, because I think that's an additional point in addition to Commissioner Leonard's important recognition of how this all fits together.
Okay.
Is that it is an economic boon to the city. I particularly like the video because it reminds us that summer will come back again. It's having just moved the time. It's very dark, and we're looking forward to another long Oregon winter, and yet summer will come again, and it's great that the Rose Festival is always at the beginning of that. And thank you for all of your work. Thank you for being here today, and thank you all of the visitors who took the time to come to City Hall this morning.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
On the award.
Thank you.
Thank you. With that, we will move to the regular agenda. Please read the title for 1195.
Amend the Portland Comprehensive Plan list of significant projects, public facilities plan, and sanitary sewer element to include additional sanitary sewer projects in the Fano Creek Basin necessary to meet existing level of service standards, serve designated land uses, and protect public health and safety.
Thank you. We had heard that Washington County Commissioner Greg Malinowski was thinking of coming in again, but I don't see him, so please call the roll.
So I wonder if we might say to our friends here, as Mayor Adams often says, you're welcome to stay and watch democracy, but if you're not interested in sewers, you're certainly more than interested in excusing yourself.
Done anyway. Thank you. Please call the roll.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams? I think he got disconnected.
He got disconnected, and we don't need his vote. So.
Fritz?
Aye. Please read the title for 1196.
Accept bid from Structured Communication System, Inc. for the Hitachi Storage Area Network price agreement with a 5-year not-to-exceed cost of $8 million.
Christine Moody, welcome back. Please tell us what we're looking at here.
Today you have before you a procurement report recommending a contract award to Structured Communication Systems for storage area network hardware, software, and services. Because a large portion of the city's existing SAN equipment will reach the end of its manufacturer support life over the next several years and must be replaced, the Bureau of Technology Services chose to issue an invitation to bid in order to establish a price agreement to order hardware, software, and services on an as-needed basis. In September 2011, the city issued an invitation to bid, and 3 bids were received. Structured Communications was deemed the lowest bidder. Spending is anticipated to be $1.6 million per year for a 5-year contract not to exceed value of $8 million. I will turn this back over to council if there's any questions regarding the bidding process, and Carolyn Glass from BTS is here to answer any technical questions about the project.
Questions from council?
Commissioner Stoltz? So did this project predate the Technology Oversight Committee, or was this project presented to the Technology Oversight Committee for its perusal?
We have engaged with the Technology Oversight Committee. We've been working with one of the members directly, and this project will be overseen by the TOC.
I have a question. Will there be, it says that it doesn't include any Bureau of Technology Services related to the system. Do we anticipate there'll be any increased over ongoing costs from BTS as a result of this purchase?
We would expect maintenance to actually reduce by replacing equipment that's near end of life. So cost should go down in that regard.
So they won't need any more staff to take care of it?
No.
Okay. Thank you. This is a report. So do we have a motion to accept?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the report. Please call the roll.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for your work. Aye. And please read the title for item 1197.
Amend sewer user charges code to expand authorities for implementing a revised extra strength discharge program.
Second reading, please call the roll.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye. That concludes this morning's agenda. We are adjourned until 2 o'clock when we will reconvene.
Oh, Randy, can I ask you one second?